let's cross to Alice Springs now, where there have been dramatic scenes over the past 24 hours. Three tourists rescued overnight after their car was washed off a causeway at the flooded Hugh River near Alice Springs. In the meantime, the Bureau of Meteorology says the low pressure system, which dumped heavy rains across central Australia, has broken multiple records. A total of 179 millimetres has fallen at Uluru over the past 4 days, almost twice the annual rainfall recorded last year. Damien Ryan is the mayor of Alice Springs. He joins me now. Damien Ryan, welcome to Summer Breakfast.
Good morning, Hamish. And I must say, it's a lot drier, Alice Springs, this morning than yesterday.
Yes, I saw you tweeting a picture of your view this morning. It certainly doesn't look like the images we all saw overnight. Has the weather broken? Is that the impression you have?
Yeah, look, I think we're in for a very humid day today. The sun will come out and there's so much moisture around. We'll be dry from the heavens, but I think we'll be pretty sticky with humidity today.
Can you just talk us through what the worst affected areas are?
Well, the knowledge is that Kintore, an Aboriginal community southwest of Alice Springs, took the biggest impact 2 days ago with over 200 millimetres of rain. And the biggest problem there was for people who were washed out of their homes. There was a big congregation of people in the school they were housed there. That's starting to dry out. And I think the incident you mentioned before of people crossing flooded waterways in the outback without any knowledge, that is always dangerous. It's best for people just to pull up and wait.
And how many people have been evacuated from these communities?
I'm not sure of any numbers, but there were quite a lot of people stuck between Jay Creek and the Hugh River yesterday afternoon. People had been out sightseeing in the West McDonald's. Another creek came up behind them, the Jay Creek. That was the one that I put an image up yesterday, warning people that it's best to wait till those flooded creekways, causeways go down in the outback, really. But that was where the Japanese people were caught in the Hugh.
Right. I've actually just been handed some news from our producers saying that a police air search has found 6 people reported missing near the flooded community of Kintore in central Australia. 2 other people, though, remain unaccounted for. They're believed to have set off on foot to the community of Kiwikura. I think that was the town you mentioned at the start of this conversation. Do we know anything about the circumstances of those two?
No, I don't. But difficulties for the authorities yesterday was the very low ceiling of cloud that they had difficulty searching in those areas. But as I say, around Alice Springs today, things are settling back to normal. There will still be water flows in different areas, but this time Alice Springs, all the weather went around the outside of Alice Springs. We only got 60 mil of rain over the 3 days here in Alice Springs.
You mentioned that some of the people that got into strife in the past 24 hours were tourists. How much of a difficulty is it at this time of year when clearly there are a lot of people not from the region coming to visit and then getting themselves into these sorts of circumstances? How do you get the information to people that are maybe not familiar with the territory?
I think you find that it is a difficult situation to explain to all, because it is exciting to drive through the Western Max or anywhere in Central Australia through rain and feel a bit bulletproof. But you'll find that most locals will suggest that it's best to pull up and wait until the water's gone down before crossing. And this was a difficulty that they got into yesterday.
All right, Damien Ryan, we'll leave it there. Appreciate your time this morning. And obviously, we're all thinking of you and the Alice, and we hope everyone gets through the day in much better shape than yesterday.
I think everybody will have a very enjoyable day, Hamish.
All right. Damien Ryan, Mayor of Alice Springs. It is 18 minutes to 8. You're listening to RN Breakfast.